Well, today we have a miracle in Mark chapter 1, verse 40, and it is the curing of the man covered in leprosy. And St. Mark gives us some very interesting details. He says that this leper approached the Lord, so he must have had great confidence and great trust that the Lord could heal him if he willed. Normally, lepers would have to stay about at least 100 feet from other people. They would have to ring a bell and shout, "Unclean, unclean." In fact, people would even throw rocks at lepers to keep them at a distance. And yet, this man has such great trust and confidence in the Lord's mercy and compassion that he approaches the Lord, and the Lord allows him to come forward, and he kneels down. So he shows respect, he shows honor to the Lord. He kneels down and he begs. So we see humility, we see confidence, and look at his prayer. This is such a beautiful prayer. It should be the model for all of our prayers of petition. If you wish, you can make me clean. Notice such great respect for the Lord's will. If it's your will, you can make me clean. So this prayer is a prayer of confidence. He says, I know you can make me clean, but not my will, but yours be done. Again, it's such a good short prayer. If you wish, you can make me clean. Just one sentence. Our prayers don't have to be long and drawn out. Just a heartfelt prayer to the Lord, a little aspiration, a short prayer. If you wish, you can make me clean. How does this affect the Lord? St. Mark tells us he was moved with pity. The Lord is truly God and truly man. As God, of course, he stretches out his hand and he heals the man immediately, showing he is God. But also we see the humanity of Christ, the humanity of his sacred heart, and how his heart is moved with pity. Jesus is moved with compassion and mercy for this man because he's truly man and has human emotions. So Jesus is deeply moved with pity, with compassion, with mercy. And the Lord stretches out his hand and he touches the leper. One of the most shocking words in all of Scripture is this sentence. Jesus actually touched a leper. This was unheard of in those days. Again, people would not even get within 100 feet of a leper. They would move away. The lepers had to live in colonies on the outskirts of town. And if somebody touched a leper, they felt back in those days that maybe they would contract leprosy as well. So immediately a person was considered unclean, could not go to a synagogue, could not go to a temple if they were a leper or touched a leper. But the Lord doesn't care about that. The Lord is willing to touch the leper. And he says, I do will it. Be made clean. Yes, it is my will. Be cleansed. And it says, the leprosy left him immediately. The word immediately is one of St. Mark's favorite words. He uses it about 40 times in the scripture. Everything always happens at once or immediately in St. Mark. So immediately, the leprosy vanishes. It did not go into remission. It was completely gone. He was completely healed of the leprosy. And then he says, he warns him and dismisses him. It says, don't tell anyone about this. Why did the Lord not want this spread around? Well, of course, what would happen was there would be like a circus. Everybody would come to the Lord for physical healing. But the Lord's primary mission was the salvation of souls, to preach the gospel, to preach the good news. The Lord didn't want to spend his whole time with physical healings. He wanted to let people know that repentance and conversion and following God and converting a person's life, that's more important than any physical healing. And then the Lord says, go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. They would do an act of thanksgiving and take an offering to the temple. And then the priest would examine the person and give them a decree that they no longer had leprosy, so they could return to their family, to the community, and to the temple and to the synagogue. But instead, it says the man went away and began to publicize the whole matter, that he continued to spread abroad the report. The Greek word here is he continued time and time again, not just once, but ongoing. He began to publicize everything the Lord had done. Maybe the fellow thought he was doing good. But of course, what happened was all these people would come to the Lord for healing. And it says the Lord could not even go into a town openly because of this, because the crowds were so big trying to come for healing. So Jesus, it said, had to remain in deserted places out in the desert. And yet it says people kept coming to him from everywhere. So I think what we can learn from today's gospel is the beauty of a pure prayer. This man knelt, he begged, and he was filled with confidence and said, I know you can make me clean, but not my will, but thine be done, if you wish. So he complete trust in the Lord, great faith in the Lord. It moved the Lord's heart with compassion and pity. Immediately the Lord stretches out his hands, cures the leper, and shows his divinity by completely getting rid of the leprosy. So we see his humanity, we see his divinity, but then the Lord wanted to remind people that physical healing was not the most important, but spiritual healing is repentance, forgiveness of sins, and following God to the heavenly kingdom.